The suspect accused of opening fire in Highland Park, Illinois, at that 4th of July parade has been indicted on 117 felony charges. Seven people were shot dead that day and dozens of others wounded. For the survivors and the loved ones of the victims, the recovery is just beginning. Susie Ahn of member station WBEZ reports.
Nubia Hogan can't help but repeatedly return to photos her sister took of the July 4th parade in Highland Park a few weeks ago. They were selfies and group photos of the family smiling together. Moments after they were taken, gunfire and carnage. The images are haunting now, as smiles dress the faces of those shot, some no longer with us. Hogan's father, Eduardo Uvaldo, was one of them.
He would joke around, he would dance, you know, for the kids. He was a hardworking man. He worked really hard so that he can give us a good life.
Hogan says her father was a loving family man. He would have turned 70 the week of the parade. He was adored by his grandkids, especially Hogan's five-year-old nephew, who's taking his death really hard.
We catch him crying, you know, by himself. And it's heartbreaking. He just has, like, meltdowns.
Other family members were injured during the Highland Park parade, including Hogan's mother, who had shrapnel wounds to the head, and her 13-year-old son, who was shot in the arm. Both were treated and released the same day, but they're struggling emotionally. In all, seven people were fatally shot and dozens were left injured and traumatized. Experts say the road to recovery could be long, and strong support is necessary. In the aftermath of this shooting, there's a flood of resources. That rarely happens in communities where shootings are more common but are just as deadly. Tanya Zacherson is a trauma surgeon at the University of Chicago. She sees victims of gun violence regularly, and she says it's like treating war injuries.
For every person who's, you know, killed by firearm violence, there's anywhere between 5, 6, or 7 survivors who have been shot.
Zacherson says it's hard for a patient to hear about their life-altering injury, and it's extremely difficult to tell a family that a loved one has died.
The ripple effect of gun violence in terms of recovery, it's not just a difficult road of recovery for the individual patient. It's difficult for the entire family. It's difficult for the entire community.
That's the case for Hogan's husband, who stayed back with her father after the shooting. He keeps replaying the moments in his mind, feeling guilty that he couldn't do more to save him.
Give yourself compassion and permission to feel this way. Give yourself compassion and permission to say, you know, I survived.
Sonia Mathis Denizulu is a professor at the University of Chicago and says it's normal for survivors and witnesses to relive those moments and feel guilty. And those challenges are compounded for marginalized families, like those whom Denizulu works with.
Our families are not only dealing with those issues, but they're dealing with other structural inequities that can exacerbate their condition, which makes the progress for recovery from trauma extremely difficult. So we're very used to handling this. Unfortunately, I would like to work ourselves out of a business, but we're not there yet.
Bill Andrew is a former FBI agent who now works to prevent violence through an organization he co-founded. Back in 1988, Andrew was a 20-year-old student home from college. His family was held hostage not far from Highland Park. And in an attempt to disarm the shooter, Andrew was shot, his lungs and esophagus punctured. He says he survived in large part because of access to great health care and community support. Andrew wants to see strict background checks and a ban on assault weapons, but he also says there needs to be therapy, mentoring, and job training, supports that help get at the root causes of violence.
The biggest differentiator is that those systems are obviously healthier in resource communities than they are in under-resourced communities. We need to do more to create equity there.
He says a survivor's recovery is difficult and long, but what helped him was his advocacy. Nubia Hogan says she's fortunate that so many family members are close by to support each other, but it's those quiet moments that are the worst.
When I'm alone, it's like I really get a lot of anxiety.
Hogan has had nightmares of that day, something that she says no one should have to endure. For here and now, I'm Susie Ahn.